All right, so down in Washington, you've got the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
I bought my house about 4 years ago, and about a year ago I came home one night, and it's a two-story house, and went to take a shower, and there was no water. And I went through the whole house, and there was no water out of any of the outlets, upstairs or downstairs.
Okay.
There's two bathrooms and a kitchen. And I went outside to see if the water had been turned off, because that's what it appeared to be, and it was totally on.
Hmm.
Where it comes in from the public municipality. So
okay.
I thought, well, I wasn't going to mess with it that night. Next morning, everything was fine, just like it had magically never happened.
Huh.
Then a few months later, it happened again, and It's happened 4 or 5 times now.
Okay.
Sometimes the water is completely off. Sometimes it's just barely running through, and I've turned on all the faucets at once, and There has been air.
You have when the water comes into the house, you said it's municipal water, so it's not a well, correct?
Right.
And do you have a valve that's a pressure-reducing valve at the main water line where it comes in?
Ooh, that I don't know.
Because it sounds like a valve problem.
Okay. And would that be the city's
and
valve
I think
problem?
That if the valve is getting a little bit wacky on you here, you could have a situation where it's you know, trying to adjust pressure and just getting stuck in a closed position. And then when the pressure changes on the street side, it releases
and
water
wide.
Starts to flow again.
Hmm.
So
okay.
I think plumbing system is not that complicated. The valve's either open or closed. But if you have one of these pressure reduction valves, there's some degree of automation to it. And that might be exactly what's happening.
Okay.
All right. So check that out. I think you may find your solution is right there.
That would be my valve, not the city's valve.
Yes.
Correct.
It would be usually on the house side of the main water line coming in.
Which, of course, makes it your financial responsibility.
That's right.
Oh, of course.
Lucky you.
Sidlana, thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Grand Canyon University, an affordable private Christian university, is one of the largest and fastest growing universities in the country, offering more than 270 programs online. In addition to federal grants and aid, GCU's online students received nearly $130 million in institutional scholarships in 2022. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu/myoffer to see the scholarships you may qualify for.